Dandin was kicking the bars with his foot paw.
A chance is a chance, no matter how slim. It's no chance here, though. Creature who put these bars in knew what he was doing. They're bitted tight, set in a stone with molten lead. Deep, too, I imagine.
Meldrum sat up. He stretched and yawned.
Oh, well, no rest for the righteous, I suppose. So then, escape, you say? Let's see. How did we get into this lock-up?
How did we get in here?
Said Marielle, looking at him quizzically.
Obviously by way of the door.
The hare wiggled his ears so that they rubbed together.
Full marks, young mighty girl. Now you're starting to think properly, what? There's sense to reason, don't it? If the door is the entrance, it's also the bally exit. Doors were made to close and open. So, let's inspect the jolly old portal.
Together, the three captives moved to the door. Marielle and Dandin, bowing to Meldrum's seniority, let him take over.
Righty-ho, young Dandin. Bang lively on this door, please.
Without question, Dandin started thumping as hard as he could. Nothing happened for a moment. Then there was a sound of footpaws and a drowsy, irritable guard's voice rasped out.
Stop that banging in there, prisoners!
Meldrum adopted a whimpering tone.
Please, sir, we want a drink of water.
His plea was followed by a harsh laugh from the guard.
Water? You three ain't allowed no water. Only water you'll get is when they fling your dead bodies into the moat. Now be quiet or you'll get a taste of me spear point. Shut up! Do you hear?
This was followed by footpaws receding along the outside corridor. Meldrum winked, signalling them to keep their voices low.
Number one, we've established that there's a sentry on duty. Right there, night and day, if I'm not mistaken. Two, the villain's armed with a spear. That'll come in useful when the time comes.
What time? And how can a guard with a spear be useful to us?
Said Dandin. The hare frowned.
Don't interrupt, laddie, unless you've got something useful to say. Now, about this door. I'm willing to wager it's got a simple dungeon lock. See if you can take a quick peek.
Dandin boosted Marielle up to the spy hole. By pushing her face hard sideways into it, she strained her eye downward and was able to view the contrivance.
You're right, sir,
she said.
It's just a long bolt that pushes through a staple driven into the side wall. No real locks or keys.
Good, good. Exactly as I thought.
Meldrum snorted with satisfaction. Dandin let Marielle down quietly. She shrugged, saying,
it's a very strong bolt, though, and we've no chance at all of reaching it.
Meldrum was busily scanning the other side of the door.
Why should we want to reach it? Lock's probably the strongest part of the door. We're looking for the weakest.
And what part is that, sir?
Marielle inquired. The hare smiled craftily.
Well, the hinges, of course. Oh, this is better than I thought. Just look at these hinges, stupid things. The buffer who erected this door placed the hinges on the inside. The weakest part of the door, hinges, you know. And these are no exception. Simple pin, flattened both ends, is the only thing holding this top one together. Bottom's the same. Half rusted too, I shouldn't wonder. There you go, young warriors. Remove two hinge pins, and the door can be shoved outward.